This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Friday, September 9th, 2016. This is Michael Longy reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. As the days count down to Sunday night's regular season opener for the Patriots, there's one player who might be more excited to play than any other. That player is Arizona Cardinals defensive end Chandler Jones, who was traded from the Patriots back in March. According to a story by ESPN.com's Josh Weinfuss, Jones has the date with the Patriots circled in red ink on his calendar, and his Arizona teammates have noted his extra enthusiasm for this specific game. Cardinals inside linebacker Kevin Minter said, quote, "He wants this one so bad. He's killing it at practice. He's on it right now, and we're prepared to follow him." Defensive tackle Calais Campbell added, quote, "You can tell by the way he's practicing it means a lot to him," end quote. Jones, on the other hand, tried to downplay all the hype, saying, quote, "I'm just taking this like a regular week one, like any week one I would go through. A lot of people say this is a big game for me, but I'm just approaching it like any other game," end quote. Despite his four-game suspension, quarterback Tom Brady will continue to do his weekly phone interview with Jim Gray of Westwood One Radio before the kickoff of Sunday Night Football each week. In this week's interview, which took place before Thursday Night Football, Brady was asked about the banner of him that was hung outside Gillette Stadium earlier this week. Brady said he was honored, saying, quote, "I think it was a very cool gesture by Mr. Kraft and the team. I'll be excited to be back out there in October, when I'm there for real, but it was a really cool thing to do, and I was certainly very humbled and flattered to see it," end quote. Brady also spoke about the current collective bargaining agreement, which is in place until 2021. He said the next negotiations will be a great chance for players to stand together and improve things, and that the system, quote, "can always be improved." He continued by saying, quote, "not just for my situation, because my situation is obviously in the past, but for everybody's situation in the future. I think we as players need to stand together, so we collectively can be as strong as possible, and the NFL can continue to thrive and be the great game that it is," end quote. The Patriots take on the Arizona Cardinals in the season opener for both teams on Sunday Night Football at 8:30 p.m. in Glendale, Arizona. Be sure to tune into the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show immediately following the game for the latest opinions and analysis. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNS Radio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.